This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 271 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. Tonight's show, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you this week's live cast that Jimmy put together for us. He interviewed master Disney artist Kevin John, and it was a great interview. So we decided we're going to make it into an audio and present it on the podcast this week. Now, what's cool about this is that on our live shows, which happen to be Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on our Facebook page, there is the opportunity as you're watching to actually ask questions too. So what's cool about this interview with Kevin John is that we have Jimmy asking questions. We have everybody watching asking questions also. Kevin John was nice enough to spare some time to come on the show with Jimmy, even though the International Festival of the Arts has just started down at Epcot. Kevin John's going to be down there, and based on the schedule, we'll hear about it during the show, he's going to be there a number of days. So if you have a chance to get down there while this International Festival of the Arts is going on, definitely check him out. So just as a reminder, Jimmy's doing this on our live show, so he's actually watching the monitor and he can see people talking to us, asking questions and things like that. So if you hear him pausing, that's basically what he's doing. Without further ado, Jimmy, take it away.
Hello, Disney nerds. How's everybody doing today? Hope everybody is fine. Welcome to Tuesday night Disney Nerds live broadcast. Give everybody here just a few moments to join. I know we're on a little bit of delay, so we'll give you guys a couple minutes to get some people, get you guys to get in here. While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and share it. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Looks like we got some viewers joining. Hello, Maria. Hello, Bradley. Hey, Chelsea, how are you? How's everybody doing tonight? Thanks for joining. We got a very special show tonight. If all you guys that are already here could do me a favor and please share, click the share button. The more the merrier. So if you guys could share it to your personal pages and then any Disney groups you're in, we'd appreciate it. Hello, Doug. Hello, Jessica. Justin, thanks for joining. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm going to go ahead and get this shared out here, and then we're going to get started. Thank you. Hey, Kathy and Adi. Bill, thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. We have a very special guest tonight. We got Kevin John, Disney Master Artist. He's going to be he's probably prepping now to do his, he's going to be at the Epcot Festival of the Arts, one of my favorite festivals. I've been there every year since it started, and it's absolutely a blast. If any of you have an opportunity to go and see that, I highly recommend going during that time. So now that a few of you have joined, hey, Brandon, how's it going? Yes, I am back. Yes, Chris Hiller. Yes, we get Kevin John tonight. That's how we're rolling. So without further ado, let me bring Kevin John on. Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, Jimmy. How are you?
I am fantastic. Everybody's excited. Chris Hiller.
Everybody.
He's a we won't hold it against him, but he's an Eagles fan, so.
That's all right. they got a few more weeks to fly.
He owes me a beer, so from the last game. Hello, Aaron, from across the pond. How are you? Thanks for joining. All right, let's get started. Kevin, John, why don't you tell everybody just a little bit? I mean, I think a lot of people here, you know, we do this every week and we talk about, I know your art's come up before. I've got a few pieces of your art, obviously. I posted pictures of your art in our group and on our page and stuff when I get it. So I think a lot of them kind of got an idea who you are, but why don't you just give us a little background on your story?
Sure. My name is Kevin John, and I am what we call a Disney master artist. Hey, Bradley. And what that is I create fine art for the Disney company to sell in their art galleries and all over the theme parks in Anaheim and here in Florida. My specific focus with my art, my Disney art, is all park related. So all of the experiences, the attractions, the things that we see and love in the park, those are the experiences that I try and give you with my art. If you like the Haunted Mansion, you know, I've got lots of Haunted Mansion, Kevin John art, that sort of thing. Jungle Cruise, and I mean, I've done, I think, 20 or 25 pieces now total. So this is my sixth year with Disney already. It's flown like crazy. This is my 32nd year as a professional artist, believe it or not. So it's been a great ride.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but before Disney, you focused really on a lot of sports stuff, huh?
Yeah, for about 25 years and still a little bit now. We still keep some on the fringe. My main clientele were pro athletes and teams. I would create action portraiture of the athletes or moments in sports history, that sort of thing, for all different teams, all different leagues, all around the country. I did performance art on ESPN, where I created art, you know, live on camera, leading up to Super Bowl and through Final Four, a lot of PGA events, that sort of thing, and it was wonderful. And like I said, about 6 years ago, Disney called, and they were interested in me creating this particular art with my style, and that's where it's gone. And Lucasfilm called about 4 months ago. I don't know. What is it? I don't even know. It's January now. Back in July, Lucasfilm called and asked me to create art for them as well. So I just finished my first Star Wars piece today. So I'm really, really happy. It's been a long process, that one.
That's pretty incredible. Chris Hiller said he's got your Michael Myers portrait hanging in his room.
Nice.
You've done some horror pieces too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, a lot of pop culture. One of the projects that I'm most proud of doing, excuse me, was something really outside of the scope of where I was working at the time. I was working a very large scale paintings and drawings of pro athletes. Well, a couple of the trading card companies came to me. You know, like baseball cards and football cards, that sort of thing. And they wanted to know if I could create art for them for their trading cards. But they wanted me to illustrate directly onto the blank. So we've got a hold on a second here. I have one I can show you. Sure. Hot damn. There we go.
Michelle, how are you? Thank you, Morgan, for sharing the link on John's page. Fred, what's happening? If you guys have questions for Kevin John, please put them in the comment section. I'll be happy to get him to answer some questions too.
For sure. So this is what they would send me. Let's see if I can get. So you can see the size. It's a 2x3 trading card, and has the lettering and the words and everything on the back. Description is printed on the back, and then the fronts would be blank, and they would have me illustrate and paint directly on the cards. And we did all types of sports, baseball. I did work for Topps Company for baseball. But one of the products that that Leaf Trading Cards does is a kind of a celebrity-driven, pop culture-driven series. And so I illustrated everything from, you know, Peanuts characters to Michael Myers, you know, and horror film stuff and athletes and movie stars, everything in between. It was really rock legends, you know, it was really dope. And a lot of those pieces, they send those originals then to whoever is featured and they would autograph them, you know? So again, the amount of famous people that have had my work come through their universe is pretty, when I start telling the stories, it's, you know, it's kind of, well, wow, I guess that has happened, you know?
It's kind of cool. It's surreal. That's pretty cool. Megan asks, what is your most beloved Disney piece you have made thus far? That's probably like asking which one is your favorite child, but
yeah.
One that you gravitate towards.
It's usually the last one that I've done, you know, because my work, you know, improves with every piece. And I kind of get a better handle on the subject matter as the years have gone on here. But if I were to choose one, is the bellhop from the Tower of Terror. I think it was my fourth or fifth piece that I did for Disney, and it the Jaclés sold out really rapidly. But my most proud moments are when I come off of that attraction and walk through the gift shop, and there front and center are a stack of my prints of that piece. And it's really the only art that they have from the tower. That has been my favorite piece up until this Friday. This Friday we will unveil the 25th anniversary piece for the Tower of Terror at the Epcot International Festival of the Arts. And it's an exterior painting of the tower. And I put you outside the gates at dusk, looking up at the tower on the night of Halloween, October 31st, 1939. So you are right there, meandering up that pathway to whatever fate belies you that evening.
Chris Hiller actually said, I can't wait to buy his new Tower of Terror print. The painting is beyond awesome. So Chris is he listens and watches the show all the time and has met us out in the parks. He lives locally. So Chris, we'll be there this Saturday. Kevin John will be there at the festival. So maybe we can meet up, go talk to Kevin John. You can buy your print and get him to sign it.
For sure. Yeah. I always do special stuff on, you know, the, any of the prints that we do sign in person. So for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Jenny Jenkins says, your work is the centerpiece of my room. I'm glad someone as talented as you took on the parks for your subjects. They need more artistic love like yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Every time this has, I mean, again, this is my 32nd year of selling art professionally. And, I was 17 years old when I sold my first pieces of art. And it still, all these years, it's never lost to me what an incredible compliment it is to have my artwork hanging in someone's home. You know, these are places where, you know, you live every day, you have your family, you make memories, and they're hanging on the wall as you're doing all of these things, paying for this beautiful place, working so hard and everything. There's a piece of Kevin John art. I've taken up a piece of real estate within your home that you've given me. And it's a tremendous compliment and one that I never get tired of hearing. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I find it interesting because I don't remember much theme park attraction art before your stuff. And I know that since you've been doing it, I think that's kind of a direction they're going. I think they see some results in that people uh-huh. want that type of stuff. But before, I would say, you know, seven, eight, 7-8 years ago, you didn't see a lot of art based on, all the art was animation and it was based on the movies and stuff like that, not theme park driven.
Yeah, and that's why they brought me in. You know, I when they called me, I didn't see the fit. I was creating these, you know, action portraits of athletes, you know, humans, you know. I'm not a character artist. I didn't go to art school. I was never an animator. I don't have anything. I don't know nothing about Mickey Mouse paintings. And, you know, I could probably get through it, but it's not going to have the life that an animator would paint them with. You know, they know how to evoke those emotions within those paintings. And that's not in my wheelhouse. I'm more on the realism end. So when I went in for my meeting with them, which I tell the story all the time, I kind of put it off for, I don't know, a month or two. It was crazy. They, you know, I just didn't, I was happy doing what I was doing, and I loved Disney and I loved sports. And one of the big mistakes I made is working in sports, because then my play became my work. So I didn't want my play at Disney to become my work. Nevertheless, I eventually took the meeting, and they explained to me that they're looking for someone with my style. The stylized realism that I was painting in attracted them, and that's what they wanted me to do. They tasked me with this huge honor to represent Walt's parks in art in your home. When you leave and weeks later, you're unpacking from your vacation and you hang that piece of art on the wall, you're reliving those memories that you made so precious while you were here. And again, what a tremendous responsibility that I recognize that it is. And so I want to put all the flavor of Walt's magic and the magic of those amazing Imagineers that created these attractions, I want to put that into these paintings, so that again you can enjoy them in that way.
Then that'll lead us right into Fred's question: do you spend a lot of time in the parks for inspiration?
I get to the parks, if I'm lucky now, maybe once a month. I live about an hour and a half east of Orlando. I live right on the East Coast on the Barrier Island. So we don't get over much. And to be honest with you, I am stacked with painting. I mean, I work 70 hours a week every week. And nevertheless, we don't get a chance to get over there as much as I would like. But when I do, I am always inspired. It's difficult to shut off. We'll be walking through and I'll see an angle, or, you know, and I'll say to my girlfriend, oh, that's it. I gotta take a photo of that. And then I'll spend the next 2 hours talking about this concept, you know, and doesn't make for a great date day, but it buys her nice purses. So
I'm sure she's
worked up with it.
I'm sure she's used to it by now. Mo Foster Hicks has a question, says, may I ask, how do you feel from starting out and now? I'm an educator in a very different field, hair, but I've gotten well known as an artist in my field. But I'm an educator, and I always tell my students, everyone starts somewhere. So the question is, what's your advice to a person starting out as an artist in any field?
First of all, if your goal is to become famous, you're in it for the wrong reasons. If your goal is to sell art to make money, then learn how to market. Learn how to sell. Learn how to package yourself, because it's going to be many, many years before you can sell enough art to hire someone to do that for you. And even then, you have to be careful. And give it time. 25 years went by of a professional career before Disney called me. 15 years before ESPN called me. It was, it was probably 5 years before I could do only my artwork as a job. That we didn't have to carry, you know, two full-time jobs, essentially a full-time job and then a full-time job doing art. And that's the other, and my last piece of advice is, how can I say this? You can't treat it like an art. If you're serious about making a career of it, you have to treat it like a business. You can't treat it like an art. Art is just the product. And for, unfortunately, for a great deal of your time coming up, you're going to have to, you're going to have to do a lot of mechanical art, you know, stuff that you know will sell. You may not feel it. It may not be what you want to create at the time. But if you know it sells, it pays your bills and it gets you a little more recognition within, you know, your clientele you're trying to sell to. And that's how you build a business over time, you know. Give yourself time.
I think that's a lot of good points. I think being, you know, a salesperson and being able to market yourself, and not just your art, but it's not just your art.
Right.
Market yourself. Kevin John sells a lot of art, and I'm sure, you know, that first Disney piece was all about the Disney piece, but now you've got people because they like Kevin John and they follow you, and that's get your art looked at.
Sure. Sure. When people ask me, why did Disney call me? I say, if you're selling enough art out there, if you're taking enough of the market share, they're going to want a piece of that. They're going to find talent, you know, or opportunity to make money. And that's, you know, so that's a really good point. That's a very good point.
Chris Hiller says, I lost it. My house is starting to look like a gallery thanks to living close to Disney. Can't stop buying prints. It's very true. There's so much great art there. Hey, Rachel.
And I always say, Jimmy, you know, our deluxe matted prints across the company sell for $39.
Yeah, 40 bucks.
So do most of their t-shirts. So, you know, I'll maybe buy a print instead of a coffee mug or a t-shirt this time, you know, or, you know, because that t-shirt's only going to last so long. A coffee mug is going to eventually be put away or sold in the garage sale, you know, but that piece of art, think about that. Think about the art that your parents have at their homes, hanging on their walls, how long it's been there. Very, very great longevity with art as well.
Make great gifts too.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. From me, I know we said that the bellhop, Tower of Terror bellhop, was your favorite piece so far.
Uh-huh.
And is the Tower of Terror your favorite like attraction to do art around, or do you have a favorite attraction?
The tower is. I love the tower and the mansion equally. Okay. The mansion is has been recreated so many times over in art that it's hard to do something from the mansion that people haven't seen before that you know shocks them a little bit. And you know, I think that's why my Hatbox Ghost was so successful, because he hadn't been featured. When I turned the written proposal into to the company, they didn't know what I was talking about. They didn't know what Hatbox Ghost was. I had to kind of walk them through. And then 3 years later, they're putting him back in the mansion at Disneyland, which is kind of awkward.
He's all over now.
Dude. Yeah. Like, he's
there's all yeah. kind of marketing, Hatbox Ghost marketing.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to hit a home run every time I do a mansion piece. You know, the bride. So my other mansion pieces have sold really well, but the Hatbox Ghost really, really, really hit people in the chin. The the Tower of Terror works really in the same way. There was no tower art whatsoever. And it's such a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of art in itself as a three-dimensional sculpture. It is just amazing. The detail is so much to work with. And the fact that there are no audio animatronics or anything like that, you know, I have a little bit of license then, you know, where to go. There's only a few things that you can show. And so you try and tell some story with those pieces as well. You know, there's a lot of story just in that very simple bellhop piece. And again, when you see the new tower piece, there's tons of story throughout the whole thing.
Have you seen the movie?
Oh gosh, yes. Weekly.
Yes, Steve.
Honest to God, I probably watch it once a week.
It's a great movie.
And Ernest Scared Stupid. I love those two movies. I watch them at least once a week.
That's incredible. I love the Tower of Terror movie was like a made for Disney Channel movie, and it was Steve Guttenberg and Kirsten Dunst. It's great.
Yeah. So many great lines.
Yeah.
Great lines.
Yeah, I love that. I when I go in the Tower of Terror, I want to like, when I walk in the lobby, I want to like hop over the velvet rope and I want to go out the gate and look around the lobby and see all the stuff that you can't really get too close to.
Yeah. We got when we were doing the research for the original tower piece, the bellhop, we got a tour through, you know, backstage and everything. And You kind of expect like everything to be kind of like cardboard cutouts, like you'd walk around the couch and there wouldn't be a back to it, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it's all finished. It is all legit furniture that was custom created or purchased, you know, specifically for that. Every detail, the letters in the mail slots all have something specific and meaningful written on them, and it's just the layers of detail are unreal. Yeah.
Not very many people. Not many places do that. Do details as well as Disney does details.
Yeah, absolutely. The immersion is incredible.
This is from, God, I lost the comment again. Here we go. This is from Morgan, who was with me when we met. I guess that was at the beginning of Food and Wine.
Huh?
James saw you. And Morgan said, I love meeting you in September with Jimmy and getting my first piece of Kevin John art. Your work with the castle and the trees, the artistry that you put in your work is breathtaking. Thank you for signing it. And now it's proudly hanging in her home.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you. And that was the piece that she's referencing is that Cinderella castle at sundown.
Yeah.
And it was, I did a color sketch of it for my girlfriend. I just liked the a friend of ours sent me a photo that he had taken, and it kind of gave me the idea. And so I just did this little color sketch for her, and she's like, "Oh, you got to pitch this to Disney." And I said, "Nah, really?" I said, "It's so simple. There's nothing to it. It's just a castle and a bunch of trees." She said, "No, they're gonna love this." So I submitted it. Oh, yeah, please. How quickly can you have that done? So we premiered it last year at the Festival of the Arts. That sucker sold out toot sweet, like immediately. I couldn't believe how fast that thing sold. Yeah, so once again, listen to the girlfriend.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Fred wants to know, what is your favorite in Epcot? So I guess your favorite attraction or your favorite.
Oh, yes. Used to be the Maelstrom. Now I'm going to have to go with the France Pavilion and the film. I can't think of the name.
Impressions de France.
Impressions de France. Yeah, that's I love that. I love that film. I'll see that every time I'm in Epcot.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
the way it starts out with the same, I don't know the name of it, but it's the same tune as the beginning of Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Yeah.
But the film is pretty incredible. And that's one of the few that you actually get to sit down.
Yeah. You know, I love the Canadian and the Japan pavilion, but, or is it China that does
China.
That?
China.
China. I'm sorry. China. That's right. Oh yeah. Japan is over. That's right. In the China pavilion, the film is gorgeous too, but again, you're standing the whole time, like you said.
I also love, The American Adventure.
Oh yeah!
My wife and my daughter, they'll sleep through the whole thing, and I'm like in tears by the end.
Yeah. I don't go in there because I leave crying.
Yeah,
it's absolutely.
It's so beautiful and just so like it just instills this pride in you. It's like, oh God.
Right. Yeah, I have old people like buying me balloons and stuff. Here, little boy, don't cry. No, I'm not just it's the adventure. I just got out of this thing. See, I'm okay up there for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Bawling my eyes out. Will freaking what's his name was doing a little lasso and hoop thing right in front of my face. He's a robot. What is going on here?
Right.
I just went full Dice Clay.
Yeah, you did good. I was gonna go with the Andrew Dice Clay thing. I don't think I have the right audience for that. Chris Hill says you completely nailed it with the new one. Never seen anything so amazing in print.
Thank you. Which?
I think he's talking about
the tower piece.
I think that's what he's talking about. I'm sure he'll say. Brandon wants to know: did you do private commissions for art or like custom design for a tattoo?
I do. Yes. Best thing to do for that is you can always send me a message through Facebook here or go directly to my website, kevinjohn.com, kevin-john.com. And you can send me an email right there. You just see a commission, a painting, press that, send me an email right through there and we can start the discussion. I am expensive. So a lot of people, I like getting that out there because some people they spend all this time, you know, doing a sketch and can you do this and everything. And, you know,
I
try to warn them in advance, you know,
you're a busy guy. So for you to take time away from doing what you've already got going, you're not an up and coming artist that needs to pay the rent right now. You got Disney, you know, hey, you're on deadlines and stuff.
So. Right.
For you to take a time away from that to do a one-off piece,
right?
It's got to be worth the time. Sure.
Exactly. I've only got two hands, you know, so those have to be earning a certain amount of money as they're moving. You know, and it's a wonderful thing. However, what I do is I will refer those folks to younger artists, up and coming artists that I know that work in a similar style and that I trust. I'll refer those folks to them. And so they get a wonderful piece of art. Another artist is working and getting paid and everyone's happy. So
Chris Hiller wants to know if you have any interest in doing anything like any art based around the countries in Epcot.
I do. Absolutely. I'm going to experiment with that. Probably. Oh gosh, we're probably 3 years away for that. We've got some major things mapped out over the next 3 years for Disney. Big things that we're involved in that we're doing releases for. So. I wouldn't start exploring that for a couple of years, but yeah, absolutely. Chris, I think that's a great idea because, you know, the architecture, everything is, they're already pieces of art right there. You know, it's not going to take much for me to recreate that.
And a lot of people have like significant ties to those places and, you know,
absolutely
the attraction, you know, I feel ties to all of them.
I agree.
Jessica asks, how long does it take you to complete an art piece?
Oh, that's a really good question. And I'll use a couple of examples. The piece that I created just this last year for the Food and Wine Festival, I started working on that concept about 2.5-3 years ago. Walking through the park, looking around, trying to find that inspiration like they asked about earlier. Making little notes, making little sketches, taking photos. Then you start fleshing it out a little bit more. The painting itself, once it went through all of its revisions and once I got down to doing the actual painting, it was about 100 hours, about maybe 10 days at the most. So it wasn't a crazy giant project in terms of the labor, but the development of that piece. The first piece that I'm doing here with Lucasfilm is we started working on the concept in July, and I just today finished the painting. So a lot of quality control sort of things. You know, is this character's nose associated right with his eyes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that the right lightsaber that they're holding? That sort of thing. And then there are paintings where I'll get inspired and it'll be a Saturday and I'm working. It's a working day, but I don't have anything pressing to do. And I'll come back here in my studio and have my coffee and put on some music and just start painting and just let it go. Just let it be, let it get out there on the page. Every project is individual in its tenure. Yeah.
Sarah has a good question. With your comment about not wanting to recreate art that is overdone by other artists, do you think you'll create any pieces once Galaxy's Edge opens, since it's something new and from the concept art looks like it will be super detailed like the Hollywood Tower Hotel?
All that I can say is absolutely, and yes, both for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. That's all I can say at this point.
Nice. Fred Kiefer wants to know, do you do any art from the resorts?
No, and I've wanted to. I've sent some concepts over. My favorite resort's the Polynesian. We have a tiki bar here and we just love the vibe there, Trader Sam's and everything. So I've done a lot of concept sketches and I've sent them over. And I think the last time I sent something like that was, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago. And I don't think they believe that it would be a fast enough moving product. Every square inch in those retail shops has to earn a certain amount of money, you know, and art is tough to display and earn. And yeah, so it's, Gallery Arts is always, you know, fighting, trying to get space in the gift shops, you know, wall space. And yeah, it's crazy. Imagine every entity, every attraction, every store, every cart that sells anything. It's as though they all are their own company. There's no, you know, like cross pollination or anything. Everything is independent. It's wild.
And they're probably all responsible for a certain amount of revenue and
growing revenue
and growing the bottom line.
Entity.
So
yeah, I would somehow have to maybe get them to agree to trying one resort and let me create some art for that and give me a little bit of, you know, give the art a nice wall space and, you know, let me move some product and prove that the product would sell. So you know, my first couple years with Disney, I had to prove my bones. You know, I had to earn my keep, so to speak, and prove that my art would sell and my concepts people would get behind and people would connect with the art. And, you know, now they're coming to me asking me to do all the major projects. And when I pitch something, the last three or four ideas that I've pitched them, they're like, oh yeah, absolutely, go ahead. How soon can you have it done? Yep, absolutely, go ahead. So it's because of the response of the fans, though, that you know, I'm given this opportunity to have more and more creative freedom within the company.
Well, I think that goes back to what you said earlier about just being a salesman and marketing yourself. And when you say, hey, I'm releasing this new piece, you have people lined up and say, oh, Kevin John's going to release this new piece.
Right.
You need to go check that out. Yes, I want it. You know, it's built in.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to talk about Star Wars, but I can't. Damn it.
Polly is one of my favorites too. I've never had a chance to stay there, but Polly and the boardwalk, man, I'd love to stay at the boardwalk, especially like during Food and Wine or any of the festivals.
Yeah,
like, that's where, walk to Epcot. That's great.
Yeah, that's where they put me when I do my signings at Epcot. They put me at either boardwalk over at Beach Club.
Yeah,
and I mean, my signings usually start at 11 or noon is the first one. You know, you get dressed, you walk on over there. The sun is just perfect, you know, and hear the birds and music in the distance. And, oh, it's just really magical, for sure. And the Polynesian is, it's as though you're not even in Florida. They really did a wonderful job of selling that environment. And you get really submersed in it, the culture and everything. And it's a good place to hang. It really is.
It is. My last trip there, we spent a little time, it wasn't there in November. We spent a little time in Trader Sam's. And, I think we've already decided we're going to go back there this Friday night and go hang out for a little while. Cause it's just such a cool vibe.
Absolutely. Totally is.
Chris Hiller says you should start with the Germany Pavilion when you move over to.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a good one to start with. All that stonework and the dark wood and everything. Of course, I think it's St. George is the statue there. Lots of good eye candy to look at. That's actually all right. I'll tell you what, those will be among the first concepts that I submit for that project. Couple years, 3 years, it'll go like that.
Megan Nicole Smith says, do you have any pieces having to do with Illuminations? And I can answer that. And I know you don't, because if you did, I'd probably own it.
Yeah, I don't. And it's really only because I paint in watercolor.
Yeah.
And I have seen no good method of painting
fireworks in water,
night atmosphere with fireworks in watercolor. It just doesn't. Yeah.
Too precise, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to preserve the white space in the right places. It's just so infinite, you know, again, I'm sure someone could pull it off, but again, you know, do I want to spend 300 hours on a, you know, illustrating little fireworks, you know, I'll leave that to
the acrylic painters.
Leave me one of the acrylic guys. That's right.
Yeah. Have you done any of the Mickey's 90th birthday pieces? I can look for next week when I go to Epcot on the 18th.
No, I'm not a character artist at all. As close as I came to any character art was including Figment in my first Epcot piece, because you have to, you know, that was as close to character work as I get.
But Cheryl, he will be there at Epcot on the 18th. So if you want to go stop by and say hello and look at the pieces he does have, he'll be there on the 18th. Let's see. Eric says, hope you have a piece of Alani one day. Go Pats.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'd love to do, I would love to do an Alani piece. And, you know, that's, it's not too far out of the realm too. I like anniversaries. When attractions or something are coming up on an anniversary, it's a, you know, something good to think about pitching and putting on the calendar at that point. So Alani should be coming up on a 10 or a 15 year, I would think, pretty soon here. So that's a, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. And go Pats.
Fred Kiefer said, well, we just kind of answered that. Do you sell your art in the parks in person on occasion? Just so everybody knows, what are your dates coming up for the International Festival of the Arts?
I'm signing, I think, 29 different days. So if they go to my website, kevin-john.com, there's an events page there, and they're all listed right there, all the dates, times, and locations. Because we're doing, I'm doing a ton. I'm doing a ton.
And, the 18th and the 19th next week?
I'm sorry?
This week? The 18th and the 19th, I think, are your first
two.
I think that's what I saw. If you don't have it,
yeah, right. 18, 19 this week, 24, 25, 26, 27th. I'm teaching a plein air painting course at Epcot.
I was signing up for it, man. If I would have been there during that time, it didn't. I'm going to come see you, but I would have signed up for the teaching thing if I would have been there.
It's going to be a good time. I'm excited about it. We're going to do some fun things.
Brandon said he would love to see some of your tiki art, which you have tiki art that's not necessarily Disney. It's just tiki art, right?
Yeah. I have a concept created for an Adventureland tiki piece. So that's in queue. I did do a one-of-one original of the Tiki Room for Disney. It was sold in literally 15 minutes. They hung it, sold it right off the wall. That was it. That was the one and only. But again, on my website, I've got a lot of tiki art right on my website. Yeah.
Brandon also says that Polly is his home DVC resort, and he collects the Trader Sam's tiki mugs. I have a few of those myself.
Kungaloosh.
Yeah, love it. Cheryl said she'll see you there, so she's going to come stop by and see you. There you go. Right.
Good.
Have you ever done anything from Disneyland or California Adventure? That's from Fred Keefe.
Nice. I have, well, the Tower of Terror piece sold both at Disneyland and there. My Haunted Mansion art crosses. Is sold there and here. And they have just asked me to create the 50th anniversary art for an anniversary coming for something in Disneyland. I get so excited. I can't keep straight what I can talk about yet and what I can't, but there's an anniversary coming up this year at Disneyland, and they have commissioned me to create a couple pieces for that. And so that I think will kind of be a launching pad for me to do more art out there that's Disneyland specific. I think now that my work has been out there for a couple of years and this piece will be specific to Disneyland, I expect to have more of that. The problem is I don't have enough time to do all of the art that I want to do. You know, it's crazy. I literally have sketches, concept sketches a foot deep over here of ideas for Disney art, you know. So I'm all different subject matter, you know, within the parks and everything. So I love it because I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing this. You know, I'm 50. I'll be 50 in February here. And so I figure I've got at least another good 25 years in me to do this. So lots of time.
We'll do one more question, and then I just want to talk to you a little bit about the Festival of the Arts and some of those, you know. Last question is, from Jenny Jenkins. And you talked a little bit about this before, but maybe you could expound on it a little bit. The way you explain your relationship between art and business, I think so many people would benefit to hear it. And I plan to share this. Well, okay, she's just talking about what you talked about earlier. But yes, Jenny, it will be available once we're done with this live stream. It'll be up on the page where you can share that. Anything you want to go over a little bit more on that, the relationship between Kevin John, the artist, and Kevin John, the businessman, and the business itself?
Yeah, we do symposiums all the time. We do them for corporate events. We can even Skype in and do the presentation and the talk this way, or I've done the talk live. I also have a consultation service where an artist can come to me that's looking to build a brand, and we here at Kevin John Studios takes them through step by step how to do that, how to build that brand. And it's all pay for play. None of it's free. But I think the knowledge is really important. I didn't go to art school. I didn't go to college. I started hawking drawings when I was spring of my senior year in high school, and when galleries first started carrying my art. So I've done it all by trial and error. And if I can save, you know, 25 years of time for an artist that's really serious about building a brand, I think that would be a valuable thing for them.
And I'm a firm believer in, you know, the best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. So
for sure, you have to. And I say that all the time. People will say to me, "Oh, I haven't drawn since high school, but I'd really like to do it, and I'd like to do it as a career, and you know, maybe I'll just start doing some drawings on the side, and you know, maybe I'll get my big break, and you know, it's never going to become full time until you dedicate full time hours to it. And like I said, when I, you know, those first 5 years, I was working 40 hour work weeks plus, and putting 40 hours in on my art. I'm just a zombie, you know, but that's what you got to do to propel this thing forward. It's like, you're opening up a brand new business with zero clients, zero capital, no investors. You're everything. You have to pay all the bills. You have to figure all the marketing plans up. You have to do all the accounting. You have to do that all yourself for the first 3 to 5 years. There's nobody that's going to bankroll an artist. You know, now they want to give me money. Now everybody wants to give me money. But 35 years ago, when I really could have used that, you know, they didn't trust the kid.
Well, and it's a risky business.
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is.
Everybody makes it, and I'm sure there are some people that stumble into success, but I think probably the majority of them are like you and just put the time in and grind it out and build it every day and putting the work in.
And there has to be wins along the way. You know, Disney was never part of my plan. You know, it happens to be, you know, probably the most significant thing that's happened to my art, because it's allowed me to go to a creative place where I've never gone before. But you know, there were always small wins. You know, you have to feed on that. You know, daily wins, weekly wins, monthly wins. You're going to have a ton of losses. You're going to have 100 more losses to every win. And you have to embrace those losses and enjoy those wins when you get them.
Yep. Otherwise, you just quit. It just becomes not
for working. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take me through a day of your day, kind of at Festival of the Arts, and how does that start? We know you're probably going to be at Boardwalker Beach Club.
Yeah. We'll get up and, you know, have coffee or whatever, and I'll take care of some social media stuff. I like to get that out of the way early in the morning, say good morning to everybody. And I'm really fortunate. I have a very active Facebook page that People, you know, kind of, you know, are very, very interactive on it. So I like to try and answer questions and things like that and handle emails. And then, you know, shower, get dressed, I had the outfit picked out and everything for that day. And I walk on over. I think usually my signings last year, I thought began at 11 or so. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you.
Morgan.
You know, so again, walking over in the morning is beautiful, you know, and the countries around, you know, around the world, are, they're just opening at that time, you know, so there's not a lot of people back there. And the Disney artist booth is pretty much right around that bend where Canada is. As soon as you pass Canada, then you kind of get to that flat area before you get to the sprint. That's where that is. So it's just it's a wonderful location. And Disney has a staff there for me and all my art. And that's a time I get to thank people for all of this, you know, for, you know, taking to my art and understanding it and loving it. You know, this is where I get to meet those folks and thank them. And we take, pardon me, you know, we take photos and, you know, I do special little drawings and sketches and things like that and autograph the prints for them and that sort of thing and just make that time very special for the both of us, you know. And that goes on for usually a 2 or 3 hour shift and then I have a little bit of a break. I usually go over to Nine Dragons. They have an amazing little lunch thing over there, you know. So there or Mexico. We love that Mexico too. My girlfriend will, you know, she helps run the studios, you know, she really helps keep this machine running as well. So she comes with and, you know, we, during lunch, we talk about, you know, clients that we met, you know, was there anybody that, you know, we needed to call, you know, was there someone looking to commission a piece, you know, again, just handling all the business, get ready, get back, get cleaned up, go back over. And then I do an evening signing then usually, you know, 5 until 8, 4 until 8. And that's just it's a whole different crowd then. A lot of locals come through, they're strolling a little slower. It's cool. After dark at Epcot, the whole vibe changes, but yeah, the arts festival is very unique. It is very much a strolling festival, you know. There's not a lot of elbows being thrown, that sort of thing. It seems to be a lot more chill, you know, which I love. Would you please? Thank you.
I agree. And the Broadway performers there. Ridiculous.
Insane. Yeah.
To go listen to them Broadway performers sing the concerts every night.
Yeah.
I agree. It's become one of my, we happened upon it 2 years ago. Last year, we was like, we got to go back. And then this year, I'm like, I'm not missing it this year. So we fly in Thursday night and fly home Tuesday morning. So we like literally come in for a weekend just to do a few days at the arts festival.
And, that sound echoes right across the water. You know, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, good, man. Morgan posted up your schedule up here so everybody can see it.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on. It's been about an hour, and that's typically how we roll up. I really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. I look forward. I'll be there. Chris Hiller will probably be with me, I'm assuming, on Saturday. We'll probably be part of that 5 to 8 crowd strolling by with an adult beverage and hello and maybe pick up a print, get some signatures and stuff. So. We truly appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you guys so much. It's always an honor. I really appreciate the opportunity and come out and say hello. We've got 2 new pieces premiering. We talked about the Tower of Terror 25th anniversary piece. And then the other one is a piece called Up the Lazy River. And it's the Thunder Mountain Railroad. And then on the river, you've got the Liberty Bell. Sunset, dusk, all the lights shimmering on the water. It's really cool. So come and check them out. And thank you guys very much for your time. It was awesome.
Thank you, man. And again, I look forward to seeing you Saturday evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. All right. All right, guys. That's it for tonight. thank you guys for joining. Make sure to share the show and let everybody check out Kevin John. And he was so nice with his time to come on the show. And we appreciate him. If you have not seen his art, when you're in Disney, just go look through the stores. He's just, it's so different. What he does is so different than what anybody else does. So we truly appreciate him coming on. I've met him once before. He's so gracious, such a nice guy. I truly appreciate all you guys coming on.
Thanks a lot for that, Jimmy. That was a really, really cool interview. Kevin John had so many great things to share with us. And through the magic of podcasting, I guess we would say, since you did this interview, you had since made it down to Walt Disney World and actually met up in person with Kevin John. So we'll discuss that next week as we talk about your trip report. I saw the great pictures you got from them. Jimmy actually picked up the painting we were talking about of the Magic Kingdom with the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and the Liberty Bell and the sunset look to it. Very, very cool painting, and he'll talk about that all next week. This has been the Disney Nerds Podcast, show number 271, Kevin John and the International Festival of the Arts. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Kungaloosh!